is done. But yesterday a king, and armed with kings to strive, and now thou art a nameless thing, so abject. Yet alive, is this the man of powers and thrones who stood on earth with hostile bones? And can he thus survive? Since he miscalled the morning star, no man, no fiend had fallen so far. Ill-minded man, why scourge thy kind to bow so low the knee? By gazing on thyself, grown blind, thou taught'st the rest to see. Power to say, thine only gift has been the grave to those that worship thee. Nor till thy fall could mortals guess ambitions less than littleness. Thanks for that lesson. It will teach to after warriors more than high philosophy can preach and vainly preached before. That spell on the minds of men breaks never to unite again, that led them to adore those pagan things of saber sway with fronts of brass and feet of clay. The triumph and the vanity, on the strife, turn ready the voice of the victory. To thee the metal knife, the sword, the scepter, and that sway which fancy labor to obey, wherewith you know, right, all. Well, dark spirit, what must be the madness of thy memory? The desolator? Desolate. The victor overthrown. The arbiter of others' fate. A suppliant for his own. Is it some yet imperial hope that with such change can calmly cope? Or dread of death alone, to die a prince or live a slave? Thy choice is most ignobly brave. Of thy strength, an equal deed has done at length, and darker fate hast found. He fell, the forest prowler's prey, but thou must eat thy heart away. The Roman, when his burning heart must take the blood of Rome, down the dagger, dared to part in savage grandeur. Oh, he dared to part in utter scorn of men that such a yoke had borne, yet left him such a doom. His only glory was that hour of self-upheld, a battle hour. The Spaniard, when the lust of sway had lost its wickening spell. Cast clouds for rosaries away, an empire for a cell. A strict accountant of his beads, a subtle disputant on creeds, his dotage trifled well. Yet better had he neither known a bigot's shrine for best that's thrown. From thy reluctant hand the thunderbolt is wrung. Too late thou leav'st the high command to which thy weakness clung. All evil spirit as thou art, it is enough to grieve the heart to see thy own unsprung. To think that God's fair world hath been the footstool of a thing so mean. And earth hath spilt up blood for him who thus can hoard his own, and monarchs bow the trembling limb and thank him for a throne. Fair freedom, we may hold thee dear when thus thy mightiest foe shall here in humblest guise have shown. Oh, ne'er may tyrant leave behind a blight to name pure mankind. Thine evil deeds are writ in gore, not written thus in vain. Thy triumphs tell of fame no more, or deep in every stain. If thou hadst died as honor, some new Napoleon might arise to shame the world again. But who would soar the solar height to sit in such a starless night? Hero dust is vile as vulgar clay. Thy scales, mortality, are just to all that pass away. But yet, methought, the living great surprise first should animate to dazzle and display. Contempt could thus make mirth of these, the conquerors of the earth. And she, proud Austria's mournful flower, thy still imperial bride, how bears her breast the torturing hour? Still clings to my side, must he to bend, must he to share thy late repentance, long despair? Thou throneless homicide, if still she loves thee, call that gem, which is worth thy banished dire gem. Then haste thee to thy sullen isle, and gaze element may meet thy smile. It now was ruled by thee. Oh, trace with thine own idle hand in loitering moon upon the sand. And earth is now as free the covering pentagon, that thou transfer his byword to thy power. stage, what fools will there be like? While through my present rage was won, the world was mine. Unless like he of Babylon, all sense is with thy scepter gone, life will not long confine that spirit poured so widely forth, so long obeyed, so little worth. Oh, like a thief of fire from heaven, wilt thou withstand the shock and share with him the unforgiven, his world and his work? Doomed by God, by man, accursed in that last act, for not thy worst of enemies march forth. He in his fall preserved his pride, and if a mortal had as proudly died. There was a day, there was an hour, while earth was rose, gold fine, when that immeasurable power, unsated to resign, has been an act of purer fame that gathers on Marengo's name and gilded by decline to the long twilight of all time, despite some passing clouds of crime. But thou, forsooth, must be a king and don the purple vest, as if that foolish robe could wring remembrance from thy breast. Where is that faded garment? Where the gewgaws thou art fond to wear? The star, the string, the crest, vain forward child of empire? Say, are all thy playthings snatched away? Despicable state. Yes.